It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. What are the best fruits and vegetables in local farmers markets? We're going to find out. Cheryl Weiser is from the Cascade Harvest Coalition, and we have her in now and again to talk about this. And we're going to be talking about peppers and apples today. Peppers seem to always be in the markets, Cheryl, but now is a particularly good time to check out local peppers?
Yeah, absolutely. Peppers are a late summer, kind of early fall crop. And so, you know, we've been seeing them for the last month and a half, but we're still really kind of at the midpoint of the season. And so if you're lucky enough to have farmers roasting peppers at your farmer's market, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're just really in abundance.
How do you pick a pepper?
How do you pick a pepper? Well, first of all, you want peppers that have a glossy and firm skin, and you want to make sure that they have a nice stem that's attached and one that's, I think, kind of firm and green. You want to obviously avoid any, you know, bruising black or brown spots. And a wrinkled pepper is an old pepper, so you want to not pick that pepper.
You know, it's great to get hot peppers. Some of the green peppers that are in the grocery stores year-round don't have much flavor to them, but I'm always a little nervous about getting a super hot pepper. I shy away from them. How do you use super hot peppers without blowing your taste buds out?
I think the word is judiciously. And also, and that goes in the preparation as well. And so as when we talked about tomatoes 2 weeks ago, a good thing is to seek someone out at your farmer's market that actually is selling a lot of varieties of peppers. So like at mine, the U District, there's Tonnemakers. There's also River Farm Organics. The Tonnemakers is extraordinary. They have over 200 varieties of peppers. And one of their peppers is the ghost pepper, which I think is like rates 1 million on the Scoville
Heat. The ghost pepper? Unit.
Yeah, it's a habanero. So it goes back to talking with your farmer about what is it that you want to do. If you want to make a little hot sauce, maybe you just need a tiny little Thai chili and you just need one and that's it. Or you buy some, take them home and dry them.
Cheryl's got some recipes for us. They'll be up on our website, but is there one pepper recipe you want to tell us about right now?
Well, I just kind of make my own, and so it's a roasted red pepper, kind of a relish spread that I do. So I just roast some peppers, and I threw in a little olive oil, like in the blender, maybe a little sherry vinegar, some capers, and I, you know, then I'll put it with some grilled fish, mix it in with a little mayonnaise for sandwich, and that's it.
Cheryl Weiser's with us from Cascade Harvest Coalition. We're also in prime apple harvest time. Now, we get apples year-round. What's the difference between a freshly harvested apple that we might get now and an apple we're going to get in February that's been in cold storage?
Well, I think that's kind of the point right there, is that an apple that's been sitting in cold storage, you know, has just been – it's losing some of that beautiful flavor and texture and the smell. And so apples are typically harvested from August to November. And so one of the great things about apples that you'll find now at the farmer's market, you're getting a great variety. You're going to see some beautiful heirloom varieties. And it's amazing to smell a fresh apple. And
how do you pick an apple? You know, I bought apples that look good on the outside, but then after I've gotten into them, they're kind of brown and they're clearly overdone. How do you figure that out before you buy
them?
Right.
They're a little mealy and they're a little mushy. So there's a couple of just quick tips. So the first thing you want to do is you talk to your farmer that you're buying apples from. You want to find out what they've picked that week, what's going on in their orchard, because they're picking like every other day. And they'll be able to tell you what's really, you know, what they've got on the table. The second thing is that big is not necessarily better. And when we've talked about stone fruits with like, you know, a nice heavy peach is dense with juice, not the same thing with an apple. Taste is key.
Great. Cheryl Weiser with the Cascade Harvest Coalition. She's going to be back in a couple of weeks to talk about corn mazes, duck races, pumpkin patches, and maybe pumpkin catapults. We'll find out about that. Cheryl, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
It's The Record.